Masia Sumbani is working her way through dead crops after Cyclone Freddy devastated this farm in Moamba in southern Mozambique. Heavy flooding after the cyclone destroyed much of the maize, tomatoes and cucumbers grown here. Now she has to start from scratch.
Farming is what I do for a living. We also have to hire people to work the land. When flooding happens, we lose our crops. We still have to pay the workers and also treat the land. So it's loss after loss.
Experts are worried about the worsening effects of climate change and what it means for food production in a country where two-thirds of the population relies on agriculture and fishing. This is the coastal city of Beira 4 years ago after Cyclone Idai hit. It was one of the worst tropical cyclones in the southern hemisphere. It affected millions of people across Mozambique, Malawi and Zimbabwe. Experts say this region of the Indian Ocean has the highest average increase in surface temperature of all tropical oceans. Higher temperatures mean more energy to supercharge weather systems, which they say are increasingly developing into cyclones. Most recently, Cyclone Freddy was the longest surviving tropical storm in recorded history, regaining strength six times over. Many floodplains and low coastal areas make Mozambique vulnerable to flooding.
It's been concerning for two things. First, they've been bigger and more frequent. And that's concerning because a lot of times we focus on the cyclones because they are very, and the flooding, it's very dramatic. It is very visually shocking. But we have other impacts like droughts. The droughts during the 80s and 90s killed over 100,000 people, but it was every month people dying over a long period of time. It doesn't catch the media attention. So the climate is scary in not only in all aspects, in the floods, the droughts, if we're really struggling with what's now, and this is the beginning, it's going to get worse.
In the last decade, Mozambique's been hit by several high-intensity tropical cyclones, killing many, destroying buildings, and costing the economy billions of dollars. And experts say it should prepare for more. Famida Mala, Al Jazeera, Maputo, Mozambique.